Yeah, we will hold in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Just Chazor is a little bit, we learned yesterday. Again, on the Chesem of Beis, the Gemara said, Echidish atap, the Omer Ablevi, Shemameya, Shtei Sukkah Shal Yoitzrim, Zulef Nimi Zu, is a Pnimi is Eina Sukkah, Vachiyavis Be Mezuzah, Vachitzayna Sukkah, Pturim Min HaMezuzah. But yesterday's Halacha, you have two Sukkahs, Shal Yoitzrim. Yoitzu means like a person that manufactures kelim, manufactures earthly kelim, and the outside room, like the sukkah, he uses to sell it, and the inside room, he lives there. But it's not much like a sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah, it has walls, and it's chach on top, but since he lives there the whole year, it's possible for a sukkah, the inside one, only the outside one is kosher. So he said, Rashi learns, why is the inside one possible? Luchur, it's a good sukkah, it has all the hilchah sukkah. So Rashi said, Echidish, since he lives there the whole year, it doesn't look like it's a sukkah. It looks like that's where you live. Since the whole year you eat and you live there, you can't live in that place for sukkah also. Even though it's a kosher sukkah, it has good tzchach and good walls, but since you eat in that room the whole year, Rashi Shri, there is a possible for sukkah. It doesn't look like you're eating in a sukkah. Could be subsidi raisa, could be subsumud rabbonin, but it doesn't look like you're reading in a sukkah. So really the kashri is the next gemara he had was that a sukkah's gan bach, and a sukkah's ragabash is kosher. That means a sukkah that goyim make, or nosher make, or kusim make is kosher. The other chiddush was, even though they're potter from the mitzvah, they're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah, but if they make a sukkah, we're allowed to eat in the sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. Sukkah's ragabash is a person that's a roya. A roya poshut means somebody that pastures in the fields, or else a shomer that watches the fields outside, and he sleeps in that house the whole year round, so still he could use it for sukkah. And the chiddush is, even though they're b'nei chuyuvai, but since it's not such a kriyas, like you don't really live there, you're just protecting yourself from the sun. But the kashu is according to Rashi, the chura, these sukkahs are also used the whole year round. Like a sukkah saragabash, a sukkah that the roya made, the shepherd made a sukkah out in the fields, or a shomer has to watch the fields, make a sukkah outside in the field to protect himself from the sun. So since he's living there l'chura the whole year, the kasher, why is it good on sukkah? Like just like sukkah's yitzrim, we said the inside sukkah is possible, because you live there the whole year. So why in the bottom? Why are these two sukkahs kasher here? L'chura also people live there the whole year. So it's a little bit kasher on Rashi Shita. So in Rashi, you have to answer one or two terutzim. Either to say that the second Gemara argues on the first Gemara, and the Rachel Neir wants to answer the Rambam like that. The Rambam doesn't bring down the first Gemara, or the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the first Gemara. It doesn't bring down the case if you have two sukkahs, one inside the other one, and you live inside the inner one the whole year round, then it should be possible for sukkah. The Rambam doesn't bring down this lalocha. So the question is, why doesn't he? So the Rachel Neir wants to say, because he learns like Rashi's pshat, that the pshat in the first Gemara, why it's no good is, because since you're living there a whole year, it doesn't look like a sukkah, it looks like your house, even though really it's a kosher sukkah. But the next Gemara that says a sukkah's ragbash, or a sukkah's ganbach, a sukkah that was made for the shepherd or for the watchman outside of the field, even though they use it a whole year round, and they live there is kosher. So he once said the next Gemara argues on the first Gemara. And this Gemara, like I said, is no such psul. Even though you use that sukkah a whole year round, but as long as it's a kosher sukkah, it's made l'shem sale, it's made for the purpose of protecting yourself from the sun, it's a kosher sukkah. So that's why the Rambam doesn't pass in the first Gemara. Because he learns like the second Gemara argues on the first Gemara. So that's the way to learn the Rambam. But the other Rishonim just speak out, the Ran and the Miri and the Ritvom, they say another Pshat on the top Gemara. The reason the Chsar from the sukkah's Yoitzrim, what the Psul is, if you make a sukkah, it's mamash a tent that you have schach on top, but the man lives there the whole year. The pshat when a man living there the whole year, then the schach is not made l'shem sale. A schach for a sukkah has to be made for the purpose of protecting yourself from the sun. That's the taicha schach. If you make the schach, either for tznius we had later, just time you want to have privacy inside. You're not doing it to protect yourself from the sun. To have privacy, that's not called a good sukkah. Or else if you make the schach because you want to live inside, but there is a dira, that's also no good. That's the psul of sukkah sayyotrim. If a room that you live in there the whole year, then we say the roof is not made just on because you want to protect yourself from the sun. The roof is made the shame dira, because the way a person lives inside a house is, you have to have roof on top of you. So you're not making the roof for the purpose of protecting yourself from the sun. You're making it for the purpose of living inside there. That's not called a good sukkah. The sukkah tzeil means the schach has to be made totally only to protect you from the sun. Mashenkin, like this, it's not a kasha on the next gemaras. A sukkah's gan bach or ragbash, they're the shomer. The reason, the whole purpose of that hut is because he's out in the fields, really should be sleeping outside, but it's too sunny. He wants to protect himself from the sun. So he makes a sukkah hut that protects him from the sun. That's called a tzeil. So there, these sukkahs are made for the purpose of litzel, for protecting you from the sun. That avad, there is a kosher sukkah. It's only a chsarim by sukkahs yotzrim. There was made mamash l'shem dira. And that's a chsarim. So according to both of these trouble we spoke about yesterday, if a person has his own living room, and it comes sukkahs, he pushes the button, and the top roof slides off, and now he puts tzchach on top of the living room. So avad there would be kosher for sukkah. Because now that you're putting schach on top, the reason why you're putting the schach is l'shem tzeil. Like, it's not really l'shem dira. You want to make it into a sukkah right now. But since you're making it l'shem tzeil for the purpose of having shade, havadar is kosher. And even according to Rashi, we said it would be kosher. Because now it's minker. You could tell this is not the regular living room you live a whole year. A whole year around, you have a nice roof. Now you took the roof off and you put a schach on, that's a kosher or sukkah. But Mishnah says now, sukkah yishon, if you have an old sukkah, is beishamai poislim. Beishamai says that sukkah is possible. U beisilu machshirim, beisilu holds no, it's kosher. V'yezel hi sukkah yishon, what's called an old sukkah, that according to beishamai it's possible, kol she'osa koydim l'chag shloshim yoyim. If you build the sukkah 30 days before sukkahs, it's possible according to beishamai. Unless, avulim osa l'shem chag, let's say when you made it, you made it even 5 months before sukkahs. But if by the time you put up your sukkah, you had in mind then, you said clearly you're doing it l'shem chag, like l'shem mitzvah sukkah, then even b'shami is moida, that afilu mitchila sashonik shera. You can put up the sukkah at the beginning of the year, for next year's sukkah, still is kosher, because you made it l'shem sukkah. In other words, b'shami holds that there's an annual sin in the Gemara, you have to make the sukkah l'shmo. Just like you have to make matzah l'shmo, you have to make the sukkah l'shmo. B'shas you make it, you have to make it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. So if you make it even 10 months in advance, but you say b'feresh I'm doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, havadim is kosher. The chiddush in the beginning of the Gemara is that let's say you build the sukkah within 30 days from Chag HaSukkos. Then we say minastam, even though you don't speak out, you're doing it l'shmo l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Minastam we say you're doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, because usually 30 days in advance, you start talking about the Hilchos Chag, you start learning Hilchos Sukkah. So anything you do within 30 days from Sukkos, we say most probably, min astam, you're doing it l'shem mitzvah Sukkah. That's the Chiddush HaResha of the Mishnah. That if you put up the Sukkah Stam, so if it's 30 days away from Sukkos, it's possible. Because since you didn't say out l'shem mitzvah Sukkah, min astam, we say you're not thinking about Sukkos. But when you're within 30, less than 30 days away from Sukkot, then we say, since you're learning the Hilchos Sukkah, minastam, whatever you're doing is done stam lishmo. And some Achronim Ritzchayitz want to say it's the same halacha, like by kachim we have, stama by kachim is kosher, because minastam, you're doing it the way you're supposed to do this korban. Here also, within 30 days, you're doing it l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Like Rashi says, b'shamay poislim, deboy sukkah lishmo. You have to make the sukkah lishmo. V'zu stam nasiv, you just did it stam without real kavanah, so it depends. V'ilu teich shloshim l'chag, if you're within 30 days from Sukkot, have a kivun d'sher l'milchus l'chag koed l'chag shloshim yoyim, since you're supposed to start asking the halachas, learn the halachas about Sukkot, is stam ois l'shem chag oisa. Whoever makes the Sukkot within these 30 days, when the stam is making l'shem Sukkot. Avo koedim shloshim, stam alav l'chag. But if you put up the sukkah minastam before 30 days, you're not thinking about sukkahs, it's not done l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Be'ezhilu holds as kosher, the Rashi, le'bina sukkah l'shem chag. You don't have to make the sukkah l'shmo. Habi, you make the sukkah with the right halachas that have the right walls and have the right type of schach, it's a kosher sukkah. You don't have to make it l'shmo. Samura says, my time of the Beishamai. How does Beishamai to know this chiddush? You have to make a sukkah l'shmo. Omar Kroka, the Pasuk says, chag ha'sukkos shivas yomim l'ashem. The sukkah has to be l'ashem. So idashin sukkah ho asuyi l'shem chag binin. You have to have a sukkah that was made l'shem chag, l'shmo, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. If you don't make it l'shem mitzvah sukkah, it's possible. Trashi sukkah l'shem chag, t'irsiv sukkah is l'ashem. It means to say l'shem mitzvah samelech. You have to make the sukkah l'shmo, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told you to make the sukkah. Or beisilu, what does beisilu do with this posik? Or miboy lehi needs this posik to teach us l'kirav sheshis. T'yomer rav sheshis. Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Minayin li'atse sukkah shasurim kol shiva. How do I know that the woods, the sides, the walls of the sukkah are also bahano all 7 days of sukkah? Is how do we know this? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says Chag ha-sukkos shivas yom l'Hashem. The Chag of sukkos is like l'Hashem shivas yomim. So what does that mean? V'tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Roimer that k'shem shechal l'shem shemayim al chagiga. The same way when you bring the korban chagiga, the shlomim, l'shem the yomtiv, it's chal l'kedusha, that the kedusha is korban on the chagiga, it has kedusha on it, is k'chal shem shemayim al sukkah. The same way when sukkah starts, the beginning ben ha-shemoshes of sukkahs, it's chal a special kedusha on the sukkah. Any sukkah that was made for the mitzvah sukkah, and you come to sit inside the sukkah, it's chal a kedusha on the sukkah. So that's this pasuk of chag ha-sukkos, means the chag, means like the chagiga, has the same din like a sukkah. That shivas yom l'ashem. Just like the chagiga has the kedusha, who are din the walls of the sukkah. And the Mefarshim Halach has brought down even the skulls on both. The walls and the schach. Both have an Isser Hanor Midiraisa. Poshu, this is Midiraisa. So Tzayin speaks out, even though the Gemara in Vey and the Gemara in Shabbos is Mashmas only Yosem of the Rabbonin, we have the Svar of Migud Eskatsoi, the Mitzvah, it's Muksa the whole 7 days. So Tzayin says it makes Chalukim. Our Gemara is talking about when the Sukkah is up. When the Sukkah is standing and you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah, then it's also because there's a Shem Shemayim. There's like a Kedusha Min HaShemayim Chal upon the Sukkah. And you're not allowed to have any hanor, own private hanor from the walls of the sukkah, or from the tzchach. But let's say the sukkah falls down in the middle of sukkahs. So then this kedusha goes off. The kedusha is only when it's roy to be used for a mitzvah. But even though it falls down, still will be yosem mishum muksa. Because always it's for a migu that's katsoy benash mashes, it's katsoy lekulu yoimam. So since at the beginning of sukkahs it was muksa, it remains muksa the whole sukkahs even after it falls down. So there's both dinim. When it's standing, it's yosem midiraisa. When it falls down, it's only yosem mid rabbonim. The Kol Purim here we're dashing, and we hold the halacha that the walls and the schach is also b'ano midiraisa. Shenamar pasuk says chag asuka shem yom l'Hashem ma chag l'Hashem asuka l'Hashem. Trashi ala chagiga shal mechagiga shem shemayim chal aleihem li'oyscha ad li'acher aktoras emurim until you mak to the emurim the zochu bo basa rochem shulchan gavoya ki ever noto pras. Then the Bailam has a right to eat from the meat. It's like a korban shlomim. The Bailam eats from it, and the Kohanim eat from it. So chag here means, we said the post, chag hasukas, chag means chagiga. This korban chagiga. So we dash in that just like there's a kedusha upon the korban, who adin there's a kedusha upon the sukkah. When sukkah comes, the beginning of sukkah, it's chal a kedusha, it's also to have a no enjoyment from the wood itself, from the schach. That's what Beis Shammai does, that's what Beis Hillel does with this pasuk of Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yomim. Not to teach us you have to make a sukkah lishmo, but just that when sukkah comes, automatically it's Chal the Kedusha upon the sukkah. So the more Beis Shammai, Nami Miboy Leil Hochi, Lechur Beis Shammai also needs this pasuk for this Jerusha to say that the wood and the schach is also banor. So how does he know to say you have to make the sukkah lishmo? So the more answer is Enochanami. Enochanami, it's like a true what you're saying. Beis Shammai needs this pasuk also of Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yomim to teach us that just like there's an Issa Kedusha upon the Chag, the Chagiga, who are then there's an Issa Kedusha upon the Sukkah. Elamai Tamai de Beis Shammai. So how does Beis Shammai know then that you have to make a Sukkah Lishmo? B'shas you make it, you have to have in mind I'm doing the Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. Kesiv Kruachrin. He has another pasuk. Pasuk says Chag HaSukkah is Tasa Lucho Shivas Yomim. So we change around, it says Chag HaSukkah Tasa. It's like read it backwards. Tase sukkah l'chag. As it say, sukkah ha'asui l'shem chag binin. You have to make a sukkah l'shem l'chagiga. Rashi says, chag ha'sukkah is tase. We dash and it means the opposite. Sukkah is tase l'chag. Means siras ha'mikav d'sheyu. Turn, read the pasuk opposite, turn it around, and read it as if to say, you have to make the sukkah l'shem chag. So chag ha'sukkah is tase l'chag means, make the sukkah l'shem chag l'shmo. Ubeisilu, what does Beisilu do with this pasuk? That you can make the sukkah any one of the 7 days. Like Chag HaSukkah Tasa Chashivas Yomim, mean any one of the 7 days you can make a sukkah. Like there's a man the yom that holds no a sukkah. Like Reb Lezer, later on we'll see that Chav Zayin holds. You have to make the sukkah before sukkahs. You have to have a sukkah that's up for 7 days. You can't put up a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed. But Lalach is not that way. Like Beisil Dash and the Spartak, no. Any one of the 7 days, you're allowed to put up a sukkah. Even though you first put it up on Chol HaMoed, it's kosher to use such a sukkah the rest of the days of sukkah. That's what you need this pasuk. Chag asukas taslocha shivas yamim. Any one of the 7 days you can put up a sukkah. How feel one chol amoyed? The more Beis Shammai. What does Beis Shammai say? No. Sivir lo k'reb aleza. Beis Shammai holds like k'reb aleza shita. The yomer of aleza shita is einoy sin sukkah b'chol shemoyed. You're not allowed to make a new sukkah on chol amoyed. You can only be yotzei the mitzvah sukkah if you have a sukkah that's up for all 7 days. You have to make the sukkah before sukkahs. But on chol amoyed you can't make a sukkah. So therefore, Beis Shammai uses this pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Taslecha not to teach us you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed because you're not allowed to, but rather to teach us that Tase HaSukkah L'Shem Chag. You have to make the sukkah L'Shmo L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. So the moral Beis Hillel, less Beis, yeah. But Beis Hillel holds, no, you don't have to make it L'Shmo. So we're going to ask a question now, Beis Hillel less Lud Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. You want to tell me what the Havamina is, if you don't have to have a sukkah L'Shmo, so you don't have to make tzitzis either l'shmo. So then that's not going to be like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shita. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, because Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said, Osan min hakutzin. Let's say you make tzitzis from the end of the strings. You have your beged, you have the cloth itself, and at the end of the cloth, there are strings hanging down. And you want to take those strings that are hanging on the beged and weave, twirl it around not to make tzitzis out of it. So he holds his puzzle. Drashi, Osan min tzitzis. You're making the tzitzis. Min ha-koitzin. Rashi says, min ha-koitzin, we'll see, or min ha-nimin, or min ha-gardin, is psula. If you make the strings from these strings that are attached already to the beged, it wasn't attached l'shmo. It was attached some to be able to make the beged, to weave the beged. And then at the end of weaving the beged, you had some strings left over. So since those strings were not put on the shmo, it's possible to use for a tzitzis. Because tzitzis, a koponim, has to be tli l'shmo. You have to put the strings into the beged l'shmo l'shem mitzitzis. And here these strings were not put in l'shem mitzitzis. They were put in mitzitzis because you thought they were going to weave the beged longer. But then you changed your mind with the leftover strings to use the l'shem mitzitzis as possible. What about minasisin k'shera? Sisin means other strings that were not put into the beged yet. Some you have a leftover from the wool itself, a leftover string. And now you're putting it into the beged l'shem mitzitzis. That's kosher. After you put it onto the beged, you made it clear, you're hanging it onto the beged. L'shem mitzitzis is kosher. So Chura, you're going to tell me now that Beis Hillel doesn't hold like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. If Beis Hillel holds, you don't need a sukkah l'shmo, so the Chura, who I didn't, you don't need tzitzis l'shmo either. And the Chura here, it's halacha like that. We know you need tzitzis l'shmo. At least the tli, at least you have to hang it on the beged. L'shem mitzitzis. Let's see Rashi. Min agadim Rashi says, paniya shetolim b'seif ha-talis. He's like a string hanging at the end of the talis. Mut moister hariga from leftover of the weaving. The god of shamatzitzim neabo, and this leftover string from the weaving of the beged. Now you want to use the leftover strings to make tzitzis out of it. That's possible. Ras min akaitzin chutin shenitku b'shesi, the chutin that got stuck from the length of the womb of the weaving. The koishrin oisan, you tie it there with tluyin l'rashayim, and it's hanging onto the top of the beged. Liyacha shenegu after it was woven already. The car will look koitzin hashem she bolting koitzin. It's sticking out like a coat, like a thorn. In other words, the string like ripped, and you tied it on now. So this string that's sticking out, you want to use these strings to make tzitzis out of it. So the apostle, or else Benanim Rashi says, "Kugain talis shetafrua, a talis that you sew the talis." Or shasa bo imru, you made a hem on it, v'machet with a needle. V'roshe chutin atzvira tluyim bo. Now you have the strings that you were sewing with. The end of the thread is still hanging on this beged. Or mehen god lo atzitzis. From these threads that are hanging off the beged, you want to now take 8 of these strings and start, you know, making tzitzis out of it. It's psula. Why is it Rashi? Hoy lo tluyin v'yomdim kol elu b'beged v'lo nitlu bo l'shem tzitzis. It wasn't put onto the beged to make tzitzis. At the beginning, it was put onto the beged, the cloth, to make a bigger cloth out of it. So now that you have the strings hanging off the cloth, you want to use these strings now to make tzitzis. That's psula. Rashi la vasi l'shmohi. That's not called an asi l'shmo. It's possible for tzitzis. What about minasisin? That's pshkiyas kedura shachut. That's from the actual string of wool that you made the thread. You had some leftover pieces of thread. So now it's ksheira. Why? Hoyel v'gushenitlu bebeged l'shem tzitzis nitlu. Because now you're taking these strings and now you're putting it onto the beged. So you're putting the strings into the beged l'shem mitzitzis. That's kosher. That's called an asi l'shmohi. Even though the tovi l'shmo lebinin, even though the churu, when you made the thread itself, when you twirl, when you made the thread, that's called tovi. Making the thread, you didn't make it l'shem mitzvah sittis. These threads were made l'shem arigas, time to weave with it. Still, this man you hold is kosher. Shem tovi min asiyah. He holds, you know what's called the asiyah. We'll soon see the pasuk says, kedilim tas l'chor. You have to make sittis l'chor l'shem mitzvah sittis. Now, the Torah says, gedilim tas. You have to make. The question is, what's called making the sittis? So this man, the Rav Yehuda Rav holds, what's making the sittis is, the beginning of the making is, take your strings, your chutim, and put it into the hole, into the begid. That's called the beginning of making the sittis. So that's when you have to do it l'shmo. You have to take your strings. You don't have to make the thread itself l'shmo l'shem mitzvah sittis. It's enough to take any thread, any woolen thread, take that thread, and now, b'shach, you take it and put it into the hole of the begid. If you stand down doing l'shem mitzvah sittis, that's kosher. Because what's called an asiyah? When is it called you started to make the sittis? When you're putting the strings into the begid. That's called asiyah. Mashenken, before that, when you stand twirl and make the thread itself, that's not called asiyah sittis yet. That's called stam asiyas as threads, not sittis. You don't need the shmur. So therefore, min asisa means if you have leftover threads that were made stam on the purpose to weave with, but you didn't put it in the beggar yet. Now, if you put it in the shame, it's a sittis, it's kshema. So the mara b'kiyam recent time with the shmul, when I said over this aloch in front of shmul, normally shmul said not like that. He told me af min asisa nami psuli. You know, no, even making the threads also have to be made l'shmur. To be inon tfil l'shmur. He holds making the thread itself is also called an asiyah. So when does the asiyah, when does the beginning of it sit called? When you start to make the threads. So you have to twirl and spin the thread, l'shem mitzvah sittis. So here the sisim are leftover threads that were made for the purpose of weaving a cloth, not to make sittis from. It wasn't spun, l'shmo, that's possible. So the chura, hochi nami niboy suko asuya l'shmo, the kashra is, if you see like Shmuel and Yehuda Marav, that there's a din by tzitzis. You have to have the asuya l'shmo, whatever the asuya is called. So the chur by sukkah also, you should have to make the sukkah l'shmo. And by Shem, he said you don't have to have a sukkah l'shmo. So the chur, by Silo is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda Marav and on Shmuel. That just like by Silo holds, a sukkah you do not have to make l'shmo, the chur you do not have to make tzitzis either l'shmo. And the chur, that's not the halacha. So Umarin says, no, there's no question here. I tell you, Shani Hosam, Avada Besilus Moido, that Sittis is different than Sukkah. Sittis, you have to make Lishmo. The Yom Makro, here the Pasuk says, Gedilim Tasil Lecho. You have to make Gedilim, that means make the Sittis for yourself, and Lecho for yourself means Lishem Choyvach. You have to make it Lishem Mitzvah Sittis. So Mela, not only putting the strings in the Begid, but even when you spin to make the Begid, to make the thread, also you have to spin it Lishmo. The tefiyah, making the thread, has to be done l'shmo. For the Gemara, if so, hochinami, the chur is still a kasha. By sukkah, you still need l'shmo. Hochinami, chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cho. The pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cho. It says, make for you. So what does l'cho mean? L'cho, we should dash and should mean, l'shem choyvach, that you have to make it l'shmo. Just like you're telling me by tzitzis. Gedilim tasa l'cho means you have to make it l'shmo, even by tzilus moed to that. So how come Beisil holds that sukkah you don't need the shmo? The pasuk says, Chag ha-sukkah is tasa l'cho. Why don't you dash him for the word making the sukkah for you? L'cho means l'shem choyvach. You have to make it l'shmo. So why doesn't Beisil like mask him to Beis Shammai? She needs l'shmo. So Mary says, no. For whom he boile by sukkah, this pasuk, Gedilim tasa l'cho, we need for something else. For whom he boile lemute gezula. The teacher said, a sukkah gezula is possible. If you steal somebody's sukkah, like the Takash and the Rishonim, how do you have a sukkah gezula? Because we hold karkain and exelis. And let's say I go into your backyard and I pick you up and throw you out of your house and I go into your sukkah, that's not called a sukkah gezula. Because karkain and exelis, the sukkah still belongs to you and it only has din of shaila as if to say I'm like borrowing it from you. But it's not really called gezula. But some want to say it's talking about if I steal your wood and I take your wood home and I build a sukkah out of it. That's called a sukkah gezula. There's a kasher on that also. Of course, with the Rabbanan, there's a klal, if I steal something from you and I build a house with it, Mishum Takonas HaShavim, I don't have to return the wood to you anymore, because then nobody will break down this house and return it. So Rabbanan made a Takonas, you can just pay for it. You automatically own it, and you just have to pay money for it. So Chura, if I steal your wood and I build a sukkah, I'm also kind of belongs mine, I just have to pay back money. So it's a question, how do you have a case of a sukkah gezula? Some want to say one case is, we make a sukkah we had before on top of a wagon. You make a sukkah on a wagon, and then I steal your wagon. So
So Weger is not conquered. That's a sukkah gezula. That's the case that I can steal your whole sukkah. Rakol put on the case where I steal somebody else's sukkah. I steal the sukkah top of the wagon. Or I steal the Chabad mobile that has the sukkah going around. If I steal the car, I steal the whole sukkah. That's called a good gzela. So if now you sit in the sukkah, you're not yoytze mitzvah sukkah. Lemute gzula. That's pshat here. That chag sukkah tas lachor, lachor is lemute gzula. Rashi dibinen tas lachor mishlachor. It has to be made from your own wood and not wood that's stolen. Fred Gemara Bezoi Hosam Nami, so I ask the same question by Tzitzis also. How do we know to say the Gdilim Tas Lachor? Means to make a Lishmo, maybe just means you can't steal Tzitzis. Hosam Nami, Miboyo Lamutik Zula. And Gemara Hosam Ksib Kurachrina, there's another Pasik there. For Yosu Lehem, with Ashram, Yosu Lehem means Mishalahem. You have to make the Tzitzis from your own strings, from your own Begid. You can't steal a beggar, steal cloth, and make tzitzis is possible. So why does the pasuk say a second time, gedilim tas lachor? So the second pasuk, tas lachor by tzitzis means you have to make it lishmo. Mashenkein by sukkah, when the pasuk says, chag sukkah tas lachor, here Beis Hillel holds, lachor means the mutek zula. That if you steal somebody's sukkah on the wagon, then it's possible. Even though it was made lishmo, the original buyer made it lishmo, but so what? Since you're stealing it right now, it's possible. So you have a new sukkah, new pasuk that sukkah gezula is possible. But the shmo, according to Basil, you don't need the shmo. Only tzitzis you need the shmo, because tzitzis has two psukim. One v'yoselhem mishalhem, you have to belong to you, and then gedilim tazlacha means you need the shmo. Now I'll tell you this, the famous kasha here, that what do we need a pasuk to say sukkah gezula is possible? Typically, mitam mitzvah habobi avera. There's a klal, a mitzvah of Bobby Avera. If you do a mitzvah, Moshe, if you steal a matzah and you eat the matzah, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah of Bobby Avera. You only yoytze this mitzvah during an Avera of stealing something. That's called a mitzvah of Bobby Avera. So why do I need a new posse now to tell me that sukkah gezula is posse from a word lechor? Typically, there's the algemein absurd of mitzvah of Bobby Avera. That's today's question. Typically, the bottom choice is, Mishum Neva Mitzvah, Bobby Avera. The more time of Pasidim, Esrug Hagos, the Beyond Tresheni, Lekamon. The more so there, the reason why Sukkah is Esrug is possible, because the Mitzvah, Bobby Avera. Hey, it's on Yom Tov, Rishon, you have to have Lechor, it has to belong to you, or an Esrug. But the second day, you don't need Lechor. Second day, you could use somebody else's Esrug. So how do we know if I steal somebody's Esrug is possible on the second day, Yom Tov, Sukkah? Teretiz, because the Mitzvah, Bobby Avera. So you see there's a klal, Mitzvah, Bobby Avera. So what do we need to Pasuk Lechor? So Tzitzis says that you say it from here, but yeah, we see from our Gemara is that is a psul of a mitzvah, Bobby Avera, it's only a psul midi rabbonin. Enachnami, midi raisa vadi yoitza. It's only a psul midi rabbonin. Samel is good. Esrig on the second day is only midi rabbonin. Dikadin is only the first day is midi raisa. The second day is only midi rabbonin. So midi rabbonin, Esrig, Gzul, is possible midi rabbonin, mitam mitzvah, Bobby Avera. But here our Gemara wants to know, how do we know midi raisa? If I steal somebody's sukkah, I'm not yoitza the mitzvah. Al the psul for mitzvah Bobby Avera, that's only possible with the rabbanon. With the right, you're still makayim the mitzvah. So therefore, so he says that's the right for now Gemara that mitzvah Bobby Avera is only psul with the rabbanon, but with the right, you would be yitzer. So I need the pasuk lechor to teach us that a sukkah gzul is possible. That's where Tzitzis learns our Gemara. But Tzitzis has kasha Rabbi Natan though it's shver. Rabbi Natan learns in Gittin that the psul of mitzvah Bobby Avera is the psul with the right. That's Rabbi Natan shita. So now Tzitzis learns about tzarachina Rabbi Natan. If you tell me now that the psul of mitzvah Bobby Avera, you can't do a mitzvah by doing an Avera also, it's not a mitzvah. And that's a psul midi raisa. So why does our Gemara need a new posuk l'chor? To say sukkah gzul is psulam, typically it's posuk mitam mitzvah Bobby Avera. This is another kasha, Toiz Yeskhan Abinatan. So the way I wanted to answer yesterday, I answered this kasha also. The same kasha we asked yesterday, Abinatan, the same Abinatan shita. That yesterday we said, Toiz Yeskhan Abinatan learns that if you're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah, you can't do the maisa mitzvah. An isha that's potter from tzitzis, at any time she tzitzis, she can't make tzitzis either. Because if you're not mechuyi with the mitzvah, you can't make the mitzvah. So Tzitzis has a kasha and benatam from this gemara here. It says sukkah's gan bachas kasha. It says if an isha makes a sukkah or a goy makes a sukkah, we're allowed to use the sukkah. So even though an isha and a goy is potter from mitzvah sukkah, still if they make it, we're allowed to use the sukkah. So you see, even if you're not a bachyub, you could make the mitzvah. That's Tzitzis kasha and benatam. Now what's the one to answer? The answer to both of Ben Atams is that Ben Atam learns the aside of sukkah is the asiyah making the sukkah, that's not called the maisa mitzvah. The mitzvah of sukkah is sitting under the tzeil, sitting under the shade. That we have halachas, how to make the walls, and halachas, how to make the schach, that's only a hechatimsa, how to get the kosher tzeil. But the actual mitzvah is sitting under the tzeil, sitting under the shadow. Now the maisa, the shadow, the isha does... The Rebbeinu Tam only says that by tzitzis, where you're making the ma'isa mitzvah, then if you're not mechuyev nisha, you can't make tzitzis. But here, sukkah, it's never called really you're making the ma'isa mitzvah. Because the ma'isa mitzvah is sitting under the shade, and the shade comes by itself. Who are doing my mitzvah bov yaveira? There's a famous Torah they all said around the Rama Paskin, that a shofar gzula, if you steal a shofar, and you hear the shmiya, somebody blows the shofar, you're mekayim the mitzvah. And the Torah says, because what's the mitzvah by shofar? The shmiya. The hearing is the mitzvah. And the hearing is not called davar sheyesh b'mamish. You can't steal hearing. You can steal the shofar itself. Yeah, the mitzvah would be to hold the shofar. You wouldn't be yetzer the mitzvah. You stole the shofar, you can't be yetzer the mitzvah. But since the mitzvah is shmiya, you hear the curl, a curl is less by mamish, you can't steal the curl. It's not called the mitzvah above your veyrim. So the same shot here also by sukkah. If you steal a sukkah and you sit under the tzeil, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is sitting under the tzeil, the shade. The shade is not a davar sheyesh b'mamish, it's like hearing something. There's no issur gezel upon the shade. So l'maishi, you would be mekayim the mitzvah, because this shade, the tzeil, is no gzela. Nothing happened to the shade, the shade came by itself. So since the mitzvah sukkah is to sit under the tzeil, under the shade, so the shade is like a davar sheyesh b'mamish, it's not tzeach to have gzela on it. Therefore, in Svarai would say you would be yotzei to the mitzvah with a sukkah gzula. Even though a mitzvah there is a psalm of the Raisam, that's where the mitzvah is, the ma'isa. If you want to be yotzei to tzitzis, if you steal tzitzis, you won't be yotzei to the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah above Yavera. Mashenka by sukkah, if you steal somebody's sukkah, since the mitzvah is that sale, the shade comes by itself, you would be yotzei to the mitzvah. That's where I need a new pasuk here of Lechor to teach us sukkah gzula is pasuk. The next Mishnah.